Welcome to She Wakes Up, your remedy to healing, resilience, connection, and overall well-being to help you build self-confidence and practice self-compassion. I'm Stacey Failing, and I understand the dark and the light that can come from trauma because I have endured the transformation. And that's why I created this space, one that is open, honest, and real. A place that is centered around empowerment so that you can foster love and worthiness with yourself and also be surrounded by a supportive community of women who get what you're going through. Because even though it may feel like it at times, you are not alone. Healing trauma is a lifelong journey, and through it all, I am here because it is my passion to help you navigate the stress and anxiety of it all so that you can find peace, purpose, and a deeper connection with yourself. You will be amazed at how quickly your life progresses once you start the process. So come be a part of this growth and shared conversation right here, where progress becomes a collective journey of true awakening. Hello, hello, welcome back and happy Friday. I hope you're feeling good going into this weekend. This week has been a really good and productive week for me. I've been immersed in a couple of good books. One is a business book and the other one is, of course, a self-development book because, as you know, those are my jam. I've been working a little bit in my mentorship program and been writing my own book. And if you've listened to any of the last episodes recently, I talked about that a little bit, where that is my goal for this year is to get my book out and published. So that is making pretty good progress. It is a labor of love for sure and very time consuming, but it's feeling good. So I can't wait to keep you updated on that as it progresses. Today, I wanted to have a light, fun episode on some top secrets that I practice in my everyday life for vitality and longevity in both health and happiness. Because as I get closer and closer to the age of 40, things are definitely harder to maintain and to also, you know, find that balance between, you know, finances and family and planning and work and, you know, trying to take care of yourself while taking care of everybody else is really difficult. And I don't think us women get a whole lot of credit for everything that we are trying to do and also trying to maintain our own health and happiness in it all. So I just wanted to share with you my top five secrets that I practice in my everyday life. And they are really the things that are hard yeses. Like, these are the things that I have to do that I have noticed a significant difference in how I feel, how I look, how I show up, not just for myself, but for other people. And I wanted to share those with you because I know we're always looking for things that can help improve our health and our happiness. So number five, I'm going to work backwards and go 5 to 1. So number five for me is taking supplements. And I know that there is a bajillion different companies and different types of supplements, but I want to share with you the reason why I feel supplements are important. I don't take vitamins like, you know, multivitamins, vitamin C, vitamin, all the things that you would typically hear on a list of supplements. I will take vitamin C and zinc if I start to feel any sort of symptoms of a cold or if people around me have been sick, just to kind of give my immune system that extra boost. But other than that, I don't take like daily supplements in that way. So the supplements that I want to share with you are actually supplements that I integrate into my workout routine. And this is because I am trying to build muscle and strength, which also helps with bone density. I also am a big believer in gut health because if you know anything about gut health, that is where your immune system lives. So when you have good gut health, you have a better immune system and your chances of, you know, fighting off all of the nasty things that have been circulating lately. You know, your symptoms aren't as severe. They don't last as long when you have good gut health. And of course, it helps with your digestion, which helps you to eliminate all the toxins and the things that are keeping you uncomfortable and bloated and constipated and all of those things. So protein is my number one go-to when it comes to supplements, and that is because I want to build muscle and strength, and it's good for increasing your bone density. And as women, as we get older, that's super important. And it's also the vitality of our cell repair and the rejuvenation of cells. So it's super important to have a good amount of protein in your diet. And so supplementing this is a good way to help you to reach those levels so that you can use it to your benefit. And typically for a woman, you would want to consume 1 to 2 grams of protein per kilogram of your weight. So you'd have to do the calculating to figure out your number. But it's a lot harder to reach than a lot of people think. And that's why I supplement with protein powders, because it's hard to get it all through diet. So just paying attention to your protein intake is key. The second supplement that I use is creatine. And when we think of creatine, a lot of times we think, you know, men's health and muscle building and that kind of thing. But creatine is actually great for so many things. It helps with our energy levels. It also helps with performance, so mental performance, physical performance, helps increase that muscle mass. So if you are working out, this is another good supplement to have. It can help improve mood and cognitive function as well. It has been augmented as an antidepressant, so sometimes it can be helpful with just that mental fatigue on a daily basis. And it can also help to counteract the menopausal bone loss that we have when, you know, we get to a certain age. And so creatine is just another thing that I incorporate. And the other one is greens. And so again, this is one of those things where we probably don't get, most of us don't get enough greens in our diet. And this can be a hard thing because greens have so many health benefits. All the fiber that helps to sweep out all the nasty toxins that build up into our digestive system, and they're full of vitamins and nutrients, but we typically don't get enough of our vegetables. So the greens powder that I use is phenomenal. I have regular bowel movements, TMI, sorry, on a daily basis. They are healthy, they are consistent. I am not ever uncomfortable when it comes to my gut health. And the greens also has pro and prebiotics in them, which helps again with that gut health that helps your immune system. And so not only are you getting that daily amount of greens with the vitamins and nutrients, but you're also getting a lot of gut health benefits in that as well. So protein, creatine, and greens are my top 3 go-to supplements. All right, we're going to move on to number 4, which goes along with the supplements that we just talked about. But number 4 is organic and natural products. So this could mean things that you're consuming, so your food, your supplements, but this is also really important to use natural and organic products on your body. So when you're using beauty products that have tons of chemicals and toxins in them, your skin is the largest organ on your body. So anything that you are putting on your skin, it gets absorbed into your body. And depending on what it is either going to be helpful or harmful to your body. And I know you've seen all the advertisements and warnings out there about, you know, like aluminum and deodorant and the chemicals that they are putting in our food and our beauty products. And you just don't realize that over time, a lot of these things build up in our bodies. We can't eliminate them and they cause cancer, disease, you know, illness, all the things. And so it's super important that when you can purchase organic anything, it's going to help your longevity overall with your health and your happiness. Because one thing for sure, when I get sick, I can't tell you how grateful I am for my health when I am well. Because being sick and being down and realizing, you know, if you've ever broken a bone, not being able to use or have your health at your full capacity is really trying. And so, you know, when you think about us getting older and disease and things like that, that are common as we age, can really be minimized by the things that we are putting in and on our bodies. And so I have switched completely over to organic and natural skincare. And obviously, you know, it's near impossible, the society that we live in, to always eat organic or whole foods, but just trying to do that more than you're eating processed foods or fast foods and things like that, which we all know. But the thing is even when you're shopping, not everything that I purchase is going to be organic. For the most part, it's my meats, my eggs, my produce for sure. And there are certain boxed items that I buy organic because they don't have a lot of those other preservatives and additives and things in there that we know are toxic to us. So not to say that every single thing that you have to buy or consume has to be organic, but again, just trying your best to get what you're able to, because that any little bit is going to help you in the long run. Okay, number three is hydrate. And girl, I am preaching to the choir here because this is one of the hardest habits that I have had to get into myself. I finally broke down and bought a 64-ounce water bottle because what I was finding is when I had the smaller ones, I wouldn't get up and refill it. So I drink the one, but then I still wasn't getting my daily intake. So I got a big one. I carry that thing around with me everywhere. I love it, and I only have to fill it up one time. So that has helped me to be successful in staying hydrated. The other time that I get more water is when I make my drink when I work out, which has my supplements in it. So I get a full serving of water in that workout routine as well. So little ways that you can sneak it in there for sure. But hydrating is great for our body, as we know. It helps to flush out all those toxins. It helps us to have a regular digestive tract. It helps with our skin. And that is one of the things that I notice the most is when I am dehydrated, I notice my eyes are more sunken. You know, my skin isn't as plump. It's often more dry. And having adequate hydration is really an anti-aging secret that we underutilize. And I don't think we need to spend a whole lot of time on this because we know how good it is for us. We just have to do that. And like I said, trying to find ways so that you can be successful in getting that water intake is going to be the best thing for you in so many different areas. So hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Number two, we're getting there, is exercise. And I know those of you that, you know, just aren't in a workout routine, or you've tried so many different programs and haven't been successful with them, or you just like don't know where to even fit it in your day. Exercise is like a yucky word to a lot of us. But this is the thing that I have found to be one of the most beneficial things for my health and my happiness, because exercise is actually very effective in helping with mental health. And so this is the thing that anybody that has diagnosed depression, anxiety, exercise, moving your body, having those chemicals being released while you work out is the natural dopamine hit that we need that we don't get enough of. And exercise is such a great release of energy, of emotion. And just, I think, finding the thing that you like to do. Because I tell you what, I exercise 5 to 6 days a week. And most days, I really don't want to. But I know once I get into it, I'm going to feel good. When I'm done, I'm going to feel that sense of accomplishment. I'm going to have that hit of dopamine. I'm going to have increased energy, even though I want to lay there on the floor for at least 5 minutes afterwards because I'm dead. But finding something that you can stay consistent with that you like, or mixing it up. If you're one of those people that gets bored with one certain workout routine or program, mixing it up, trying, the different fitness classes at your gym, or even swimming is a great exercise, kickboxing, martial arts, like there are so many different ways. So when we think exercise, don't automatically go to, I have to lift weights and I have to do cardio, because that is not true. Now for me, like I said, I'm strength training and trying to build muscle because just for my own like aesthetics, and also I know that muscle is very key to longevity. So I do lift weights, but I also like to do other things as well. I am a huge advocate for yoga. I do that at least once a week because again, it's great for your mental health, your flexibility, which is something that we lose as we get older as well. And so exercise, you know all the guidelines, they're talked about all the time. I'm not trying to preach that. What I am trying to say is that it is a huge benefit. I have noticed such a difference in my overall health and wellness since I have started regularly exercising. So it's not always about, you know, fitness goals and losing weight, but it's really about what exercise in and of itself does for your body and your mind. And so that is why it's so high on the list, is not because I'm trying to get you, you know, to be ripped or on the cover of a fitness magazine or anything like that. It's really because of the effects that it has on your mind and body. So try to figure out something that you like. If you've, you know, you're not a gym person, you can do workouts at home. There's classes that are all over the community. Find support in that, and that'll help you to be successful as well. All right, so we've got our four so far. We've got supplements, organic and natural products, hydration, exercise, And for the number one top secret to vitality and longevity in your health and happiness is holism. I'm sure many of you have heard holistic health and wellness, and that just means incorporating all of the elements that make us who we are. And in nursing, we were taught holistic nursing, and that is to approach the individual as they are, in looking at not just what they come in for, you know, whatever their chief complaint is or whatever it is that they have a concern about, but looking at the big picture of what is going on with this person that they are coming to the office or to the hospital with this specific thing. Because when we can look at things from that holistic approach, we are better able to understand why that person is going through what they're going through, whether it's a physical ailment, a mental health issue that they're dealing with, whatever it is. This doesn't have to be just in the medical world. You can totally incorporate this into your everyday life. So again, it just means incorporating all the elements that make us who we are. So for me, being holistic in life is looking at all of those things. Our health, our happiness, where does that come from? Family, love, communication, kindness, forgiveness, right? And love for ourselves in that love, peace, yeah? So when you are trying to find ways to better serve your health and happiness, looking at all the things that make up who you are in your life and continuously growing in those areas, continuously trying to better how you communicate, how you treat others, how you hang on to things and the ways that you forgive, how you love others, how you love yourself, how you connect with other people, friends and family, and how you make time for the important things in your life, like exercise, and how you figure out what your priorities are, that work-life balance, you know, whatever that means for you. Deciding, you know, whether you want to spend more money on whole foods because you realize how important and how it can really change your overall vitality and longevity rather than spending money on procedures and things that aren't as good for you that maybe are just temporary for the moment and not something that's actually going to help you in the long run. So being holistic in your life, to me, is the number one secret to having this vitality and longevity in your health and happiness, because it encompasses the entire being that is you. And if we can't do that, then we're just going to be so hyper-focused on the one thing. You know, if we're so hyper-focused on exercise and body image, we are not looking at the other areas of, you know, in exercise, are we staying hydrated? Are we utilizing and maximizing our supplements to our benefit so that we don't have to exercise as hard or as often? Are we then intaking good whole foods after we exercise so that our body can replenish and repair the cells that keep us safe and healthy, right? So it's a real big umbrella of the things that you can do in your life to have the most benefit out of everything that you're doing and all the things that you are trying to maintain come from that holistic approach. And when we can look at it that way, we really see that big picture. We really see all the things that make us who we are and learning to incorporate those elements that benefit us so that we can be a holistic human being, right? So I hope this helped you in some way. I hope you had some takeaways. Maybe there's a couple of these things on here that you are already doing. Maybe there are some things that you're more curious about and want to learn more about. And I'm going to drop some links in the show notes for some of the supplements and the products that I use just to kind of spark some inspiration for you. These aren't ambassador programs or anything like that. These are just things that I've kind of trialed and erred and my favorites. So I want to share them with you because I love them. I use them every day in my life, in my routines, and they've really helped me tremendously. I'm very happy with them. So I will do that. And if you have any questions, always feel free to reach out to me at She Wakes Up. You can email me, Stacy@shewakesup.com. If you just want to pick my brain or you want to share something and offer a new perspective with my audience, I would be happy to share that as well. Always looking for new ideas. And I would just love to hear from you. So hit me up and I will plan on seeing you back here for another episode in a couple of weeks. Until then, enjoy the weekend and much love. I'll talk to you soon.